Blog Talk Radio.
I don't wanna be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. And no, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
Just think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Believe it or not, I'm with ya. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the ground. I will stay high for you, cause that's just who I am.
Welcome to Women Speak Now, Be Heard. I'm the host tonight. My God, God is so good. I'm so excited to be here tonight. Prophetess Charlene on the broadcast each first Thursday monthly at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God is so good. Hallelujah. First, I want to thank God for all of his many blessings, benefits, gladness, joy, and favor in my life. I'm grateful for God's precious hand on my life to love, to live for him, to do his will, to please him, and to give him glory. Hallelujah. If you're thankful for God's hand on your life to give him glory, give him a praise. Hallelujah. Because he deserves a praise from out of your mouth. Hallelujah. God deserves your hallelujah and your thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I also want to thank Pastor E. Edward Hamilton for voting me in to be a part of such a unique in-your-faith ministry that provokes the purpose. Woo! The intro of your week's three-day Monday, Wednesday, Friday greeting, it says it all. Wake up, get up, and move in your purpose. shameless plug. But anyway, God is so good. And also want to thank the listeners that have tuned in online and on the call and that are praying, my God, that are praying that God will move like never before. We know this is a unique season, but I'm asking for all of your prayers along with me as I pray that God will have his way in this message tonight. And the message that's laid on my heart is grasping the weight of God's glory. Grasping the weight of God's glory. Yes, his glory. Let us go into prayer at this time. Heavenly Father God, you are such an awesome God. Lord, you reign forever and ever and evermore. There is no other God like you. You're the only one, the only living God, which was and is to come. The God who reigns, the God who has all power, all might, all strength is in your hand. So, Lord, I'm asking that you will move in this message and bless each and every one of us that have tuned in and that have called in on this call tonight, that you alone be glorified. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I thank God for, the way he moves on my heart. Before I really go into this message, I want to share an experience that happened. I'm trying to think. Had to be coming out of last month. Now, I may have shared it before. I don't know. But there's times when God deals with me how he wakes me up. He wakes me up in unique ways. And sometimes I may be awake. I may be sitting on the sofa, reading or praying or something like that, and I may doze off to sleep. And the Spirit of God will move. And I don't know if anybody's ever felt that, like a rushing within your spirit, like a wind just came to your spirit. And as if there was, like, you know, we know we're human beings, but it's almost like a building receiving a wind gush through the building. And it's just like something is shaking, just like, you know, it's like, oh, my God. And then there was another time when I was asleep. I was coming up out of my sleep, and I had felt that same feeling. And I felt it, and I thought I was dreaming, and then it happened three more times. And I said, oh, my God. And then the Lord laid on my heart this scripture. So let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Hallelujah. And the message is grasping the weight of God's glory. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And verse 4 says, and the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. What I had gotten out of that experience that I had upon waking up out of my sleep was this same image. And if you're a person that, I know people learn audibly, but if you're a person that learns visually as well, when you can see a vision of, like a building, like I had said before, the wind going into the building and shaking the foundation and shaking the things that are in the building, not like an earthquake, just like a strong, strong wind. But this scripture made me think about how, my God, when the angels cried and said, holy, 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 it says the post of the door moved at the voice of him, of that angel that cried out to declare the glory and holiness of God. And I want to encourage you today that being filled with the Holy Ghost is not something that people just say flippantly. The Spirit of God truly comes in to live within the believer. And God deals with us unique ways, how he chooses to, as God, to let us know that he is in us of a truth. The Bible tells us that he says, I will walk in them and I will dwell in them and I will be their God and they will be my people. So however God is showing himself to you as your God, we know together collectively as people of God, as children of God, that there's no big eyes to live used because God wants a people unto himself. But God can, my God, allow you to know individually as a child of God that he is dwelling in you of a truth. Let's give God a praise for that. Hallelujah. It's not to think any higher of me or me think higher of you, but just to know that we have the Holy Ghost is so important to know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And grasping the weight of God's glory is grasping not only that his spirit is dwelling inside of you, but grasping the fact that he is God. Let's go over here to understand grasp. Grasping is seizing and holding firmly, gripping, clutching, clasping, holding and catching, seizing and laying a hold of, grabbing and latching onto, my God, the weight of God's glory. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 11, chapter 2, it says, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. We know this is the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we also find out here, my God, that and as we go traveling to the word, I want you to open up your Bibles or fire it up. We're going to go here first. We're going to shift to Exodus chapter 1. And verse 8 through 14, it says here, now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth any war, they join also unto our enemy and fight against us. And so get them up out of the land. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Raamses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were greedy because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. And their service, which they made them serve, was with rigor. I want to encourage somebody today that no matter what you're going through, no matter what the enemy is trying to do to oppress you and to burden you and to vex you, my God, know and grasp, my God, the weight of the Lord. Know that what that Pharaoh didn't know, he didn't know that God was the God of Abraham and Isaac and that God was going to send him a message of what he needed to do. Here we go in Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. The Bible tells us how that now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert. It came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is in front. And I want to pause right there because even though that is about Moses seeing the burning bush not being consumed by fire, I have to pause here because, again, we're talking about the weight, grasping the weight of God's glory, of his power, of his authority, and of his might. But I want to let you know that your enemies know exactly what they're doing against you, but God is with you. And that is what they don't understand. They don't understand. All they see is you. They see you, what you wear, your hair, your clothes, your car, your title. They are as carnal as an unchopped, non-carpented block of wood. What I mean by that is they are unlearned. They don't realize that you have a relationship with God. Are you praying with me on today? Your enemies think small of you. They don't think you should come into the tabernacle, my God, to praise God, to worship him, to pray to him. That's because when you're in church and they assume that you're there because they like, oh, well, you know, we're here because they feel they have a right, but they feel you're just visiting. Are you praying with me on today? So Moses had a relationship with God. God had told him, my God, to go. And here we are at, my God, Exodus chapter 3, verse 4. It says that when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. How many of you have had a praying grandmother? How many of you had a praying grandfather? What about a praying father or a praying mother? Well, we know that Jesus is our high priest, and he's praying for us. And I want you to know that the enemy doesn't think you have any backup. He doesn't think you have any protection. He doesn't think you have anyone, my God, to fight on your cause. Hallelujah. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So here we are in Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. It says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. I want to encourage you to grasp the weight, grasp the understanding, grasp the strength and knowledge of God. The weight of God, you got to know, you know, when we see the birds, you got to think about how God created things. He created the birds to fly in the firmament. So when you see a bird, you can look at that bird and say, that's not heavy. If you see a feather fall to the ground, you can say, no, that's not heavy. You can see a butterfly fluttering in the wind, and you might think, that's not heavy. But I'm talking about the power and might of God. Hallelujah. He can make delicate things, and he can make heavy things. And when I'm talking about heavy, I'm talking about his strength and his might to protect and to come and see about us. Hallelujah. God said he surely has seen the affliction that the children of Israel were experiencing because of those taskmasters. God said, I know their sorrows. How many of you are dealing with a lot of sorrow now? How many of you are dealing with a lot of grief right now? But I want to encourage you that God knows about it, and God is the only one that can lift it. Oh, yes. My God, grasping the weight of God's glory is not to burden you down, but to lift you up. Hallelujah. It's to lift you up. It's to lift up the load. Hallelujah. My God, and give you peace. Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Yes, we're talking about this, but we're also talking about the now time, too. We're talking about this when God was sending Moses to go speak, my God, to Pharaoh, to tell him, my God, what he had to let him know to let his people go. And that the children of Israel would probably question and say, well, who's sending you out to go do that? But God is telling Moses, I'm the one that's sending you to speak and to say this, or to speak and to say that, my God, to Pharaoh. Are you following me on today? Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 3, verses 19 through 21 says, and I am sure, this is God telling Moses, he says, I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all of my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, somebody say, and after that, say it again, and after that, yes. After that, God said, he will let you go. And verse 21 says, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. Somebody ought to give God a shout right there. I'm talking about grasping the weight of God's glory. See, the devil don't want to let you go, but my God, by the time God gets through with him, my God, he's going to let you go. Come on, somebody. Grasping the weight, my God, of God's glory. Hallelujah. God appeared to Moses and had given him an assignment to go to Pharaoh to tell him the message to let his people go. And Pharaoh was thinking about letting Israel go nowhere. He wasn't thinking about them going anywhere. As far as Pharaoh was concerned, he was in charge and had taskmasters in his authority to do whatever he wanted them to do. He was in charge. One thing about Pharaoh, this wasn't the Pharaoh that was the Pharaoh when Joseph was, my God, being blessed in Egypt. That Pharaoh had passed, but this Pharaoh didn't know nothing about God, but that first Pharaoh, he didn't know nothing about God till God used Joseph to reveal and translate his dreams that he had, that there will be 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. So God made a believer out of that Pharaoh that he was the living God. Now here is another Pharaoh. God had to show up, my God, to tell him a thing to let his people go. But this particular Pharaoh, my God, was stubborn. Oh, yeah, he was arrogant. He, my God, had this exaggerated sense of worth or importance that was overbearing, and he was offensive and had an attitude of superiority. He was a resistant Pharaoh. He resisted anything and anybody, and he was churlish. He was rude and mean-spirited, and he was selfish, lacking consideration for others, concerned chiefly about his own profit and pleasure. God had a divine plan to connect Joseph to the Pharaoh that once ruled there before. But we know that God showed up on their behalf and blessed them. And we know that what we find out with this particular Pharaoh is that he didn't know Joseph. He didn't know Joseph's testimony. He didn't know Joseph's brothers, how they hate on him because of his dreams. He didn't know the why that Joseph's father made him a coat of his endearing love and affection toward his son. That Pharaoh didn't know about, my God, Joseph's dedicated love and respect and devotion in his relationship and serving the living God. As a matter of fact, this Pharaoh who God sent Moses to did not know about Joseph's God. And that is the same God that we also know that he has found out about during the time of the plagues that God sent. Hallelujah. Grasping the weight of God's glory. Hallelujah. There's a scripture here that says in Exodus 20, verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. See how God is serious about who he is as God? Isaiah 41, 13 says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. God is a God that will, my God, not only hold your hand through whatever you're going through, but he said, fear not, and that he would be the help. Hallelujah. Philippians 2, 16 says, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain nor labored in vain. I want to pause right there, and I want to encourage somebody today that whatever you're doing in serving the Lord, the focus is, what is the weight that God has placed on you to carry? What is it that he has placed on your life to carry, to make an ideal impression and feeling known and understood, not like the weight of someone's body weight, not like the weight of a depression or a discouragement. I'm talking about the quality of having great weight. I'm talking about, my God, the density, the quality of, my God, being, someone would say, oh, what you say is hard to digest, but it's a heavy weight. It's something that only God, my God, could break down for you to digest. Come on, somebody. Instead of being greater in amount or force or intensity than usual. The quality of being very important. Comprehending and grasping, my God, the weight of God's glory, the hand of God. You know, someone needs to shout out, the hand of God is on my life. And someone may feel that it's heavy. Somebody may feel the heaviness. He called by Shanda. Somebody may feel the heaviness of the weight that God has for souls. Somebody might feel the heaviness that God has because he knows the souls need to repent, or the sorrow because he knows souls are going to reject him, or sorrow because those that the enemy is trying to deceive, that they don't need him. Hallelujah. Folks don't get you. Folks don't understand you. They look at you quizzically because they're wondering, what is this? They have hearts of wonder. Who are you? They don't actually recognize that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. When you've been through all that you've been through, you've been knocked down. You've been discarded. You've been disrespected. You've been dissed. You've been not always readily received. It's because of the weight. I said it is because of the weight. But Jesus says in Matthew 11, 30, he said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When you feel the burden of the Lord, when you feel the heaviness of the Lord, you feel you begin to experience the feelings that God begins to manifest to you. I can attest that when I go into certain, like I said, going to certain churches, going to certain, you know, you go to the store, you can feel different atmospheres of you know, emotion. Like if someone's feeling sad, if someone's feeling, my God, just happy-go-lucky, happy, you begin to feel those things about whatever's in the environment that you're in. that I want to let you know is inside, my God, wait, that the Holy Ghost, that the Spirit of God, that the hand of God is putting, my God, you when you feel that heaviness. And I want to tell somebody else, too, that God knows who is on. God determines that weight. God determines that burden. God knows what heaviness it should be. It is not that it's something that I say I have and it's something like someone would boast or brag about. It's nothing that I could put up on myself. I tell you, the heaviness that God has, my God, grasping the weight of his glory, you cannot determine the weight of the glory. See, the thing of it is, it's not for us to get any quote-unquote glory. The weight is to turn around and give God the glory. Are you following me today? The weight that he has put on our lives is to give him glory. Hallelujah. No, the devil can't determine the weight. Your haters can't determine the weight that rests, my God, upon your shoulders. I said the devil can't determine the weight that is to rest upon my heart or in my spirit. God determines the weight, my God, is going to give him glory. Not competitors, not competition. The weight has the glory of God attached to it. I said the weight has the glory of God attached to it. See, what I found out is when someone, you know, I know people, they don't understand why this keeps coming up in my spirit to talk about, but I'm going to keep on talking about it until the Lord releases me. When people compete with you, they're competing with the outside of you. They don't have no idea because they cannot connect to the inward part of you. That is what God has created us. You know, you may say, oh, I like that swag. I want some shoes like that. I want, ooh, that person's a bomber. I want, that's looking at the outward. But God looks at the inward of our heart. God looks at the inward man. Hallelujah. Women, God, look at the inward of our souls. The Bible tells us the weight, what I'm saying about the Bible, I'm talking about the weight of God is what God gives us, my God, to know that he is with us. He is the one leading us and guiding us into what his will is for our life. Hallelujah. Amen. Pray for me. Philippians 2:16 says in the word of God, holding forth the word of life that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain nor labored in vain. Colossians 2:19 says, and not holding the head from which all the body of by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered, knit together, increases with the increase of God. See, God is the head. We know Christ is the head of the church. But what this is saying is holding him, my God, that brings the increase. He brings the increase of God. The body of Christ are to be, my God, we're like body. We have the joints and the bands. We must be nourished and ministered and knit together so that we can grow and increase with the knowledge of God. Are you telling me on tonight? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Oh, yes, word up tonight. Hebrews 3:6 says, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of a hope firm unto the end. When I begin to think about grasping the weight of God's glory, I begin to think about gripping, taking and keep a firm hold of, to grasp it tightly. It's an effective form of control of something when someone says grip something, but it's not to control the weight of God, but to grab a hold and recognize and identify it. Hallelujah. And what I found out here, the Bible says in Isaiah 11, verse 2, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The weight of God's glory is in his wisdom. It's in his understanding. It is in his counsel. It is in his might. It is in his knowledge. It is in the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we know what the Bible tells us, what Jesus describes himself as in Luke 4, verse 18. It said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The weight, my God, of God's glory was upon him. It was to be manifested what he was going to do. And he performed those miracles, and he preached and he taught the things concerning the kingdom of God. Grasp. Somebody say, your neighbor, grasp the weight of God's glory. Hallelujah. Acts 9, verse 14 and 15 says, and he fell, talking about Saul, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the priest. We know the enemy wants to persecute the church. We know that the spirit of the enemy that's aggravating, that's detesting, that is opposing the unity and the bond of the spirit of peace is the enemy, and he wants to persecute and upset and frustrate the church. But somebody said the devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. We must walk in peace. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us in Revelation 4, verse 5, it says, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. I tell you, that weight of God's glory goes all the way throughout eternity. It's from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. Revelation 1, 8, Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. He described who he was, being manifested as the God that came down in flesh and that God who was born and rose again and ever lived, my God, with the weight of glory, my God, manifested, my God, in him. And the Bible says, Revelation 1:18, oh, my God. He says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. I want to encourage you that God snatched through Jesus Christ the keys out of the devil's hand. Yes, he snatched them out of his hand of death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. When he went to Calvary, my God, and gave his life for us. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:17 says, John speaking, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Somebody say, God has the first say, and God has the last say. I don't care what your enemy say about you. I don't care what your haters say about you. I said, well, you gave your life to Jesus Christ. God has the first thing for you, and he has the last. Basically, it's like, it's whatever God's will is for your life is what matters. It's not what somebody else said. Jesus told me that I'm the first and I'm the last. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to shift over here to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It says, what? Know ye not, verse 19, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, from God, and you are not your own? See, folks try to compete with you. They're fighting a losing battle because you're not even your own. So they're trying to compete with you, being born again, you, and it's out of order. See, we are supposed to be the children of God that God is calling us to be. He didn't call me to be like you, or nor did he call you to be like me. He didn't call me to get on your Facebook page and figure out what you're saying so I can go and reroute it and say it in a whole new way, but really it's something that you already said. No, no, no. God is not the author of confusion. God created us to know that when we become born again, we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Are you following me on tonight? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5 says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. God, grasping the weight of his glory is grasping the weight that God gives godly counsel. Hallelujah. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. When you are resisting, when God has put in you, my God, the wisdom and instruction, but oh, people, they just like the plague. They don't want to be bothered with it. God said, fools despise wisdom and instruction. Where is the fear of the Lord? Proverbs 1:23 says, God saying is, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words to you. God brings reproof and correction through his word. Proverbs 1:24-25 says, because I have called and ye refused, my God. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set it not off, yet set it not my counsel, and with none of my reproof. You're not regarding the counsel and correction of God is not grasping the weight of his glory. Are you praying with me on today? Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not with some of it. Come on, somebody. Not with just a portion. God said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't consider your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He shall direct the path of your feet. Praise God. Proverbs 3, 11, 12 says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. How many are being corrected in this season? Or how many are disregarding it? How many are pushing it aside and saying, oh, no, that's not for me. They're talking about somebody else. Or who are they talking to? I know they're not talking to me. Hallelujah. God said in verse 12, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. And Proverbs 3:13 says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Hallelujah. I began to think about the posts moving in the temple at the glory and the presence of God. And I began to think about how the presence of God is with us. He's with the believer. He's with us. And we need to always know that as we're seeking him and praying to him and looking for his will and looking for his guidance and his direction, that God's weight is going to be, my God, with his purpose. I said God's weight is going to be with his purpose. Hallelujah. And I'm just so encouraged to think about the idea of grasping the weight of God's glory. See, it's no glory or praise to man. No. It's the glory and praise goes to God. As we're seeking the face of God in this season, as this year is almost halfway gone at the end of this month, God is the only one that knows the direction and place we should take in seeking his and doing the work in the kingdom. Hallelujah. So my prayer is that as we're grasping the weight of glory, as we're grasping the weight of God upon our lives, hallelujah, my God, it's like a mantle. It's like a crown. It's like wear it. Don't wear it feeling like, oh, it's so heavy. I don't know why. And it's just weighing me down. And ooh, and you just don't realize the substance of it. Hallelujah. It's the weight. It's the hand of God. It's of God that you're feeling when you're restless, when you're frustrated. I began to think about the pearl in an oyster. It gets agitated, and that's how the pearl is made in the oyster, because they say like dirt or something gets into the oyster, and it keeps getting agitated, and the pearl is formed. And what the Lord did on my heart is, yes, there's like growing pains. It's like when you're full. When you know that God has a call on your life and you're full and you feel like, Lord, I don't know what you're doing in this season, but God is the one that's like, you know, he knows that the calling is going to ruffle some feathers. He knows that, my God, the enemy doesn't want, you know what I'm saying, the word to go forth, because it's going to make people turn against him that don't know that he's the culprit. He's the one that we're fighting against. He's the one we're praying against. We're praying against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're praying against the satanic and demonic opposition. We're praying against, my God, anything that comes against the love and the unity of God. And as we're praying, we're saying, God, we know that God doesn't want his people stagnant. We know that God doesn't want us in competition with one another, preferring others over others, having respect of persons, my God. But when the enemy wants to cause division and, my God, to where there's opposition amongst the body of Christ, we know that we need to continue to pray. God, you want us to walk in unity. You want us to grasp the weight of your glory. Because in this season, we know that God has been dealing with the church. God's been dealing with the church to repent. People are saying, God, send revival, send revival. We want things to go back to normal. But God is saying, repent, church. Repent, church. Get your hearts right with me. Get your mind right with me. Get your attitude right with me. Get your character, your behavior, my God, right with me. Hallelujah. so we can truly have the love of God flowing through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I just thank God for this message, hallelujah, on tonight. I thank God for how he's dealing with me. Many of you may be going through different dynamics of God waking you up or dealing with you and how you are in your prayers. But continue to seek him. Continue to pour your heart out to him. And sit before him. Just quiet before him. Just let him love on you. Let him, my God, begin to manifest to you what his will is for your life. And as you seek him and be led by him, he'll lead you and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say, before God sends you into an open room where a lot of people are sitting waiting, hallelujah, God will prepare the room and God will prepare you so that the people that are waiting for your arrival will be glad to see you when you get there. Hallelujah. I said, whatever your calling is, whatever doors God needs to open, whatever the will of God is, he's got to prepare you so when he sends you, hallelujah, where he's sending you, the place will be ready for your arrival. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer at this time. Heavenly Father God, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, my God, for the mantle and the hand, and your hand on my life, God. I thank you that you're the God that purges. You're the God who cleanses. You're the God who rebukes, corrects, and chastises. You're the God who develops and makes and molds. You're the God who knows, oh God, what we need as your son, as the sons and daughters, oh God, of God. Lord, you know that we need you to continue to deliver us, oh God, from me, myself, and I-itis. Lord God, that we look to what you're looking for in the body of Christ. God, that we be on one accord, oh God, speaking the same thing, being of one mind, Lord God. Hallelujah. Walking in unity, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because it's something that somebody has in them that you know that can reach a loved one that I can't reach. I said there's somebody that, Lord God, you know that there's somebody who I can't reach. So God, help us to be encouraged to know that God, grasping the weight of your glory, your will for our life is not for the self, but it's for you, Lord. It's that you will get the glory. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. All men being drawn unto thyself, oh God. Help us to grasp, oh God, the weight of your glory, because you alone shall be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The lines are open, so if anybody has a word of encouragement, anybody want to give a shout out, the lines is open. You're welcome. You're welcome. Hallelujah. And if not, I will go into prayer. Hallelujah. So God, I thank you. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, Lord God. Do you know the hearts of men, Lord? You know the hearts of women, God. You know, oh God, the many idiosyncrasies that are going on in the mind, oh God, and in the character, and in the attitude, and in the disposition, and how we react and respond to things that frustrate us and offend us. My God, but you're the only one that knows, God, the cause of the weight, oh God. So help us, Lord God, because we're pregnant with promise, Lord. You've impregnated us with hope and expectation, God, not only for purpose, God, or the calling, God, before the kingdom, oh God. So it's bigger than us. It's greater than us. It is so big that you need all of us to be a part of what you're doing, oh God, because you know who can reach who, God. How far will you go for one soul, God? You will send me to be on Facebook to be launched out to people's houses and people I don't even know, God, to let them know, God, that your weight in heaven is on them is for the purpose, oh God, of soul winning, God. It's for the purpose, Lord God, for the body of Christ to grow and to mature in the grace of God. It's not for any my God, look at me and I'm this or I'm that. It's to draw your hearts and minds upon the Lord. It's to draw your heart and mind to the altar. Hallelujah. To repent of what God is saying. I see this in you. I see this spot. I see this blemish. I see this wrinkle. I see this unclean thing. I see this unjust thing. I see this characteristic in you. And God, you're the only one who can break the shackles and destroy the yoke. And my God, set the captive free. No matter how long a person has been saved, no matter how instantly, they might have just gave their life to Christ a second ago. God, but you're the only one who knows how to cleanse and wash your church, oh God. So, Lord, I pray for those who really don't really know, my God, how important it is that they fast and they pray and they seek your faith for a fresh right now word. But, Lord, but they want to go on these platforms and sneak and steal and get things from other people and try to mix it around and then say, And in your own way, Lord, as your Holy Spirit, as you are the God who is all-seeing and all-knowing and all-powerful, we will speak the same thing because of what you're putting on our spirit, not because of what someone stole from someone else's page. No, no, it's what the Holy Ghost is confirming. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you for the confirmation of your spirit, God. I thank you that you're moving in this hour, even though things seem so complex and things don't make any sense with certain things and why someone would say, well, why is this person coming against me and why is this person been treating me this way and why is this person giving me these negative vibes? But God, it's because of the weight. When we enter into a room, you have already had that weight upon us, God, because you see us in the secret place, God. You see us when we're seeking you, when we're crying out to you, when we're dying out to self. You see that. And so the weight, my God, you put it on us, Lord God. But you said there's a purpose for the weight. There's a reason for the weight. That's why we have to be careful because of the weight. God, that we're not showing forth our ego or who we think we are, but God, it's just what you've called us to be in, and it's what you've called us into becoming. So, God, we're humble and we're grateful, Kabashandia, that we walk delicately, Lord, just like when you told Moses to take off his shoes from off his feet, because the place where he was standing, my God, was holy ground. Hallelujah. So, God, I thank you that you're fighting for us, oh, God, and that you understand more than we could even comprehend what the weight is, why the weight is, and where the weight is being sent, oh, God, that you will be glorified, that all eyes will be upon you, knowing that you are the savior of the soul. And everybody said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for caring about me. Thank you for looking at me and seeing my imperfections. Thank you for caring so much about me that you want me to grow. Thank you for caring so much about me that you want me to overcome myself. Thank you for caring so much about me, my God, that you, when you show me myself, it puts me in wonder. And I say, Lord, I want to grow. I want to be better than I was before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for caring so much about me that I don't have to play church. Come on, somebody. I don't got to be fake or phony going through any routine, my God, but I can walk in Christ and know that God is with me. Hallelujah. And walk, my God, in liberty, wherewith Christ has made us free. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And I pray right now. Yes, Lord, I do. I pray for the pastors right now, God. I pray for the pastors, Lord God, that are seeking your face of a truth, Lord God. Lord, the weight that you have on their lives, Lord God, is like a mantle, like a coat, like a, my God, a mantle that they're wearing, oh God. But you know, oh God, the heaviness of it and why, God. But you're the only one that says my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You're the only one who can lift it in a sense of letting them know, but I got you. God, you're the one that has your hands on it. And you know, my God, when they're walking in it, Lord God. Hallelujah. To help them be encouraged, God, that they're standing tall in you, God, with courage, oh God, with bravery, Lord God, hallelujah, to speak forth the things that you would have to the sheep, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, watch over them, oh God, and help them, Lord God, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. You see them, oh God, and the apostles, God, oh God, the prophets, Lord Jesus, the teachers, Lord God, the evangelists, Lord God, the ministers, Lord God, that have called. They're called by your name, oh God, hallelujah, of a truth, Lord God, hallelujah, because you see your sheep, oh God. You know your sheep, oh God, and you call them out by their names, oh God, hallelujah. You see very clearly, God. And Lord, what you have laid on my heart, oh God, there's so much more yet to say. But God, I know in the appointed time, God, it shall be made so, decreed and declared, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that the devil is defeated, oh God, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. I thank you, Lord God, that we have a testimony, my God, that nobody could quote unquote copy that. Because, Lord, it's you that has brought us through heck and high water. You brought us through trials. You brought us through mockings. You brought us through tribulation. You brought us through misunderstanding. No one can mimic, my God, the testimony of what we experienced, Lord God, from the inside out. Hallelujah. How great thou art. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being original. Be you. Be you and be the born-again you that God wants to see manifested in you. I said, be you, but be the manifested you that God wants to see manifested in you. See, I don't want to be like nobody else. I can't be like nobody else. I got to be me, but I don't want to just be me. I want to be the new born-again me that God wants to see manifested in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't ever want to be the same. again. So every time you see me, every time you hear me, I pray you hear something you never heard before or you never seen before. I may not even grasp that you've seen it, but that God is of a truth making me new. And it's not about me, but I'm thinking with you. When I see you, when I hear you, that I hear something new out of your mouth. I see something new about you. I see some more joy. I see some happiness. I see some gladness. And my God, that you're thriving and that you're motivated to keep on dying out to self and living unto Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because at the end of the day, hallelujah, at the end of the day, hallelujah, if we die now to self, hallelujah, being crucified with Christ, to say, nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Oh, but Christ that liveth in me. Hallelujah. That the life I now live, I live by the faith of him that died for me and gave his life for me. Now, when you see me, I don't want you to see arrogance and conceit. When you see me, I want you to say, you know what, she's dying out. And it's not about your compliment, but that I'm dying out. Not even say the same thing about you. Keep dying out. Stay on that cross and be crucified with Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I heard somebody humming. Amen.
I was trying to get in when you said dial. I was hitting mute. I got my granddaughters here, so I was trying to get it quiet. But okay. Awesome word. Oh, way to take us back to the wilderness. That's a now word, because some people are still operating in the wilderness, and they're 40 years and went to 40, 80, and 120. Man, we got to stop the cycle and obey God and come on, let's cross over.
Amen.
And that's not on water either. That's on dry land. Woo, my God. Come on, anybody out there, dial one. Come talk to the prophetess this evening. Women Speak Now with Prophetess Charlene. She's done an awesome job tonight. I know I have notes. I know I am encouraged. I know I have a word that has been shared here also. Pastor Terry, come on in. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening, beautiful family. Praise God. Praise God, Prophetess Charlene, for you. Awesome word. You know, I was just sitting in here. Yes, glory to God. I was just sitting in here as you was ministering. I was grasping the weight of God's glory. I just sat here as you ministered. As you ministered and prayed, I just sat here and just let it resonate in my spirit. And I always say glory to God because he used you tonight, my sister. And I want to tell you, I love you. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Love you too. Amen.
Awesome word. Awesome word. Well, woman of God, you prayed us out, so we don't have to go there. And we already know Pastor Terry would comment. We have other callers on the line, but you know how it is. Everybody, when they get a word and they're settling in and now the glory of God is rushing in, that we're here. You liked that, didn't you? You can use that.
Yes, amen.
My God, yes. So God bless you. Thank you so much for your dedication and your continual service here to the Now Network. We're looking for greater things still in 2021, and we're glad that you're a part of it. Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated, but the most important thing, know that you are God's greatest miracle. Join us tomorrow night for Will You Be Made Whole with Prophetess Lori. She'll be live at 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 Mountain, 7 Central, and 8 on the East Coast for Will You Be Made Whole with Prophetess Lori. Again, as I said, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated, but most of all, know that you are God's greatest miracle. And sometimes you got to take it just for you. Just for me. Be a little selfish tonight.
How y'all doing?
Raise your hand and say, call me Lord.
I'm going to try this. Let's go.
And then tell him. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father,
the world gives that space for all.
don't think fast.
Just for me.